Caring viewers, welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. From October 10th to 21st, 2011, the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, was held in Changwon, South Korea. One of three major United Nations environmental agreements, the convention was adopted at the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development and established in 1994 to address the issues of desertification, land degradation and drought, and to promote sustainable development in the world's drylands. During the conference, approximately 6,400 scientists, experts, government officials and non-governmental organization staff members from 156 countries discussed strategies to halt desertification. Today, we'll present part one of a three-part series featuring Supreme Master Television's interviews with conference participants. In terms of sustainable development, drylands are arid, semi-arid, and dry sub-humid regions, generally excluding deserts, and are characterized by sparse, irregular precipitation, large daily temperature variations, and soil with little organic matter. Drylands cover 61.5 million square kilometers, or 41.3% of Earth's land surface, a huge proportion considering that the rest of the planet's land includes mountains along with arable regions. Drylands also contain about 44% of the world's farmed areas, where plant species endemic to arid climates account for 30% of the crops currently being cultivated. In addition, drylands are home to 2.1 billion people, 90% of whom live in developing countries. Such major cities as Cairo, Egypt, Mexico City, Mexico, and New Delhi, India, are located in drylands. Thus, sustainable management and development of drylands are essential measures for governments to address.
Desertification, as we all know, is a serious problem affecting the whole world, and has caused a lot of low production in our soils.
The term desertification refers to the degradation of land in arid, semi-arid and dry subhumid regions due to climatic variations, human activity and other factors. Over 100 countries are affected by the phenomenon. Africa is the world's driest continent, where two-thirds of the surface area is desert or drylands, and frequent acute droughts severely threaten many nations. The Sahara Desert is expanding at a rate of 48 kilometers a year, and the Sahel, a 1,000-kilometer belt of semi-arid land that is marked by the Sahara Desert to the north and savanna to the south, is being severely affected in parts of Burkina Faso, Chad, Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Nigeria, Senegal, and Sudan.
Le Niger est un des pays les plus affectés par le problème de désertification de par le monde. C'est un des pays du Sahel et un pays continental, donc qui n'a pas de débouché sur la mer, où les trois quarts territoires sont désertiques.
La désertification dans mon pays, parce que je viens du Burkina Faso, c'est un phénomène qui est beaucoup lié aux questions de sécheresse, les phénomènes extrêmes de changement climatique.
Asia is another continent with areas prone to desertification, including 1.7 billion hectares of land ranging from the Middle East to Central Asia and the Pacific coast. Land degradation is expanding deserts in China, India, Iran, Mongolia and Pakistan, as well as the sandy regions of the Middle East. In fact, Asia is the continent being most seriously affected by growing deserts.
Тэгэхээр Монгол бол шилжилт бол их өндөр түвшинтэй байгаа. Яагаад тэгэхээр Монгол бол далайгаас их хол зайтай. Дээр нь бол энэ их газрын уур амьсгалтай. А хоёрт юу гэхээр их өндөрлөгт байдаг. Монголын одоо ихэнх дундаж өндөрөгч нь одоо 1000 гаруй метрийн үнд далайн түвшнээс дээш юм өндөрт байгаа. Монгол улсын газар нутгийн бараг 70% бол ямар нэгэн хэмжээгээр шилжилтэнд нөлөөлсөн байгаа. их зүлжиж байгаа газрууд зөндөө байна, баг зүлжиж байгаа газар байна, дунд зэргийн зүлжилттэй байгаа газар. Тэгээ бид нар энийг одоо дэлхийн нийтэд анхаарал хандуулахын тулд өнгөрсөн жил говьд зүлжилт болсон газар дээр сэнг газрын хуралдааны хийсэн байгаа.
Казахстан имеет обширные территории. Более 272 тысячи миллионов гектаров. Из них более 70% это пастбища. Борьба с деградацией земель и борьба с опустыниванием для нашей страны имеет очень огромное значение.
Climate change, aggravated by rapidly increasing greenhouse gas emissions, has a hugely detrimental impact on our Earth's drylands through increased loss of water from the soil and sparse or erratic precipitation. On the other hand, drylands are significant carbon sinks that store 46% of global carbon. When land degradation occurs, it releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Les principales causes de cette désertification, c'est effectivement les facteurs climatiques, donc qui en font donc une zone aride. Ensuite, il y a les facteurs humains qui sont liés donc à une dégradation suite à une utilisation donc de ces ressources naturelles là.
Il est aussi établi que notre pays, la République démocratique du Congo, subit une pression sur les changements climatiques. Cela se remarque surtout dans les régions situées au nord et au sud. Ici, je parlerai essentiellement de la région de Katanga, où jadis la saison de pluie couvrait 6 à 7 mois. Actuellement, on commence à voir des périodes de 5 mois, et ce qui est tout à fait grave. Et puis il faut ajouter à cela la variabilité climatique qui fait que tous les programmes agricoles ne sont plus adaptés actuellement.
Гурав дахин их байгаа. Тухайлбал дэлхийн дундчлал нэг 0.74 градус Цельсий байхад Монголынх бол 2.1 градус Цельсий байгаа. Тэгм учраас бол энийг дагаад гол нөлөөлөл бол одоо цөлжилтийн процесс явж байна. Мөн ургамлын бүрхэвч болон уур амьсгалын өөрчлөлт цөлжилт нь нэлээх нэрвэгдэж байгаа.
Climate change is affecting all countries. We have desertification in some areas due to climate change. Many years before, we didn't face the problem that we have. Now, the amount of rain is becoming less due to the climate change. And even if we have the amount of rain which is enough, now we're getting the water in a very short period during the year. It's affecting our region and the Middle East in general.
The ecological system of a dryland region is extremely fragile. If land degradation proceeds, desert-like conditions are created. Data from the United Nations shows that approximately 12 million hectares of land, an area larger than Bulgaria, are succumbing to degradation each year. And 70% of Earth's drylands are already degraded to some degree. This trend has been exacerbated by rapid deforestation.
I believe that the main cause is a human being. Human being is the main cause, because cutting the trees, the fires in the trees, the land degradation, mostly is human, of course, wind erosion, water flood, other weather conditions cause desertification.
The rate of degradation in Indonesia is quite high, actually, and the ability of the country to rehabilitate cannot catch the rate of degradation.
Actuellement, la situation de la déforestation devient de plus en plus forte à cause de la présence de l'exploitation forestière par des privés, et aussi la population n'a comme seule source de provisions et de revenus que la forêt. Donc il y a une forte pression de la population sur la forêt. Les sols sont également dégradés à travers le pays, dû tout simplement par la pression humaine. En fait, les pratiques culturelles adoptées ne sont pas compatibles avec les méthodes qui préservent la terre. Et ce phénomène se fait beaucoup sentir autour des grandes villes, où généralement après les grandes pluies, il y a des éboulements, et le problème est tout à fait grave dans les villes, en ce qui concerne la dégradation des sols.
The situation of land degradation in Guatemala is very serious because we have a high population growth. We don't have a clear development plans for using the land and have access to the land. Therefore, there are many regions in the country which are degraded very fast, and we are losing also the forests.
We would like to thank all the attendees of the conference for determinedly working to end desertification. May we ensure further land does not become desert through better stewardship of our planet. For more information on the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, please visit www.unccd.int. Please join us again next Wednesday for Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, and part 2 of our feature on the conference. Eco-conscious viewers, thank you for watching today's program. May all lives be imbued with divine love from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE